Good afternoon, Radio Land. This is Living the Good Life, coming to you from Clearwater, Florida. And we're excited to be here on the air with you again today, as always. Always great to bring the Word of God on a weekly basis right here on this show. Always great. And hope you're having a great Sunday afternoon. And we love those people that were just on before us, the McKays. What a blessed time it is on the air with them. Who's called in already? Is this Betty or Andrea?
Good afternoon, Pastor. This is Andrea.
All right. How are you?
I am good. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm great. I'm getting ready for this show. I'm excited about what God's going to do today. Aren't you?
I am very excited about today. Yes, ma'am.
You know, it's interesting. This whole thing of powerhouse prayer is just something that it's timely. I feel like so many people in their lives have got all kinds of stuff going on, and they feel like sometimes maybe their prayers are not even getting as far as their ceiling. You know what I mean?
Yes, ma'am. So true. And more so now, like you said, so many people out there hurting, looking for an answer.
Right.
And we have a God who is willing to tune in the minute we cry out to him.
Oh, amen. Amen
on that.
And you know, it's just amazing to me, though, that so many people don't pray much or actually understand the importance of prayer. Have you found that in your years of ministry?
I certainly have, and as a matter of fact, even on a personal level, I think more so now, as my maturity in Christ has obviously increased,
right,
the need for prayer is definitely something that also has increased as well.
Right.
Because the walk with him does require daily communication, daily contact with him. And
right,
if we don't, then, of course, we don't live a very powerful life like he wants us to.
Absolutely. And that's a beautiful introduction to what we're going to talk about today in this new series, Powerhouse Prayer. And we're not talking about just kind of barely saying once in a while, oh, God, help me, or something like that. We're talking about finding out the nuts and bolts of what makes prayer powerful. That's what this show and this series is all about. And guess who just called in? Betty. Are you there, Betty?
I am here, Pastor.
All right.
Good afternoon. Is that Andrea?
It is, Andrea. Absolutely.
Hi, Betty. How are you?
I'm struggling right now, but, you know, I'm a child of the King, and I walk
Amen.
In victory no matter what I feel or see. So standing strong in the faith.
Well, you've been battling some physical problems, right? And, you know, that's the devil tries his best to get us off of our game, so to speak, you know, get us kind of just like not as intense in our prayer life when we aren't feeling well, if you know what I mean. But you don't ever let the devil get by with that, Betty. I've seen this for years. It almost like it ramps you up even more.
Well, you know, it does. And I was so pumped yesterday because we are feeling a shift of God through the power of His Holy Spirit through prayer.
Yes.
And revival.
Yes.
And one of the things that I just didn't understand, and, you know, I think I told a few people that, you know, He's thrown everything at me because of prayer, except the kitchen sink.
Okay.
And He did. Actually, my kitchen sink went kaplunk Tuesday night.
That'll teach you to talk about your kitchen sink, right?
Yeah, that's right. Because Megan reminded me, yeah, Mom, He did throw the kitchen sink at you, basically. And but, you know, the internet went down.
Yeah.
There's just things that He's like, well, I'm going to stop you any way I can, through my animals, through me, through my family, through my finances. And it's like, no. Because, you see, a warrior stands, well, if you're injured or whatever, you stand behind that line of grace.
Right.
And there's people that lift you up and hold you up during that time until you can get back on your feet.
Exactly.
And that's what we do as prayer warriors.
Yes.
Is that we help one another. We know when each other is hurting, and we know when each other needs lifted up.
Amen.
And so, you know, prayer is I still call it money mail.
Yes.
It's where you go when you haven't got any place else to go.
Well, and it's a place you live in on a daily basis too, don't you think? It's a place where we abide, you know, abiding in the vine. Psalm 91, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High, you know, abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Comment on that, Andrea, if you will, before we do our first song here.
Amen. It does. Prayer brings you into the presence of the house of the Almighty.
Amen.
It ushers us right into the presence of His holiness.
Amen.
And, you know, going back to that original question, I know we need to move on, but just going back to the original question about, you know, how has prayer now evolved in my life as a Christian in the ministry?
Yes.
I've just come to realize God knows my need before I even go to Him. We know that.
Right.
But it's that act of just submitting to Him in that moment of communication, that's the trigger.
Yes.
God uses to release the answer.
Absolutely. He asks us to ask, seek, and knock, you know, in Matthew 6, and seek ye first the kingdom of God. So, oh, you know, the whole goal is just this relationship, which I want to talk to you, both of you, about. Those of you that are tuning in, let's go to Matthew chapter 6. And we're going to have a great song here by Paul Baloche, Just to Be With You. We're going to start the show off with that song, and then we're coming right back to talk more to Betty and Andrea.
Lord, my life is an empty cup. Here's my heart, would you fill me up? I'm face to the ground, forsaking my pride, leaving my will, my burdens behind. All I want, just to be with you.
Amen.
Just to be with you. Here I am at your feet. Just to be with you. Just to be with you. I have come to the end of me, and there's nothing I have. You said I belong, you say I am yours. Nothing compares to knowing you more. All I want, all I need is just to be with you, just to be with you. Here I am at your feet, just to be with you.
Lance, all I need is just to be with you. And that is the answer to everything that we face in our lives. Andrea, I'm going to start with you. Comment on that, if you will, as we get ready to go to Matthew 6. And then Belle will have Betty throw her 2 cents, not her kitchen sink, but her 2 cents in here. So.
Amen. what a powerful way to start today.
Yes.
It really, really is.
Yes.
You know, we get, and I'm sure I speak for a lot of us who are listening in, sometimes we get into that spiritual rut. Life gets too busy. Church becomes more of a ritual thing, more of a to-do list, rather than really going in to receive and grow. And so with that, prayer diminishes from our lives.
Yes.
The enemy is so, so quick. He knows that prayer unleashes that power. He knows the danger of a Christian who is a prayer warrior.
Oh, yeah.
He
right.
knows that.
And yes.
So he's going to attack, just like Betty
right.
said. She's gone through struggles this week. But I'm telling you this, Betty, that is just a sign, my dear, that your victory is about to come. You see, you have been this prayer warrior.
Yes.
And the enemy knows that because of that power that's in that communication with God, he knows you're going to be victorious
Woo!
Over him. And so the enemy obviously tries to,
that's right.
Do anything to drag us down, try to put distractions, little trials in our way just to kind of get us. Distractions to get us away from meeting with our power source, which is God himself. He knows that. He knows that without prayer in our lives, he's going to defeat. But you and I know that prayer is the answer to everything.
Amen.
It's going to bring the victory that we are looking for.
Amen. So well said. Betty, that's why you're under attack. You have been the one sending out the prayers every day for 30 days for this revival we're going to have this coming weekend right there in your area of Indiana. And you have been the one that's been spearheading that whole thing as the prayer general. And of course you're under attack. I agree with Andrea entirely. You want to talk about that, Betty?
Yeah, because, you know, we go through these trials. And I said this before, it's only going to make me have a more powerful testimony
right.
of what God's doing. And I know through these 30 days of prayer is that we've talked the answer.
Right, we have.
We have talked the answer because the answer is in God's word. And one of the things is that, I mean, we pray, we all pray differently. We all pray in the spirit. We pray in our prayer closet. We pray differently. God hears every one of those prayers.
Right.
No matter how Amen. You pray it.
Right.
And one of the things that we have to become aware of is that when we have these trials and we have these testimonies, that's when we have to be more diligent. We have to make ourselves go into our prayer closet and pray.
Right.
Because
yeah.
That's where the ultimate communication comes
yes,
from.
Yes, yes.
When we talk the answer. And it's in the last few days, the Lord has said, you know, be still and know that I am God. And that couldn't ring more true than it did today, is that when you humble yourself and pray.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. you surrender and you say, God, I can't take anymore. I know the answer is in your word. And that's why these last 30 days, Pastor and Andre, we have prayed the word of
yes,
God.
Yes, we have every day.
I mean, we have taken the scriptures and we have taken them to the throne of glory.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
And I apologize, I get a little verklempt, but God is, his promises are so true. He has made his word available to us.
Yes.
It's up to us to get into it, give the devil no opportunity to get into us with worry, unforgiveness, strife, criticism, whatever he would put upon you to keep you from praying.
Right.
Because that's your communication with your father, with Daddy God, with Poppy.
Yes.
Whatever you want to call him, that's our opportunity to say, God, I'm here. Is there anything that you want me to do? And I know the show several weeks ago, and this was before some of the words that you had gotten, Pastor, from the prophet, the prophetess from the show before you.
Right.
Is that, Daddy God, what do you want me to do?
Right.
What is it? Is there something that little old me can do? And, you know, at that very moment, that word, you've got to pray.
Yes.
You've got,
yes.
To me,
yes.
You have got to pray, and you have got to pray without ceasing.
Right.
And if that means getting up at 6 a.m. in the morning, I do it.
Right.
Because he asked me to.
Amen.
No, for the pleasure.
Yes.
For the Heavenly Father to say, hey, Andrea, or Marcia, I'm sure he calls you that. He may call you pastor, apostle, whatever.
Whatever.
When he tells you that,
yes,
it's from his heart.
It does.
He needs you, and that's why he needs all of us joining together in prayer in one accord, in unity, in these next few days, weeks, and months to come.
Amen. Amen. Very well said. Andrea, I want you to have a chance to respond to that before we go to Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. Go ahead.
I just know that from today, this day forward, peace will begin to come back into your life, Betty. Not that you are not experiencing peace, but I am talking about a peace in a deeper sense. Knowing that you will begin to see those fruits of the prayer. And because of your faithfulness, there shall be this great reward. And that's just a beautiful example of how God loves us so much, that when we are committed to him and when we seek his face on a daily basis,
yes,
oh my goodness, he just releases so much of his love and of his blessings into our lives. And Betty, you have the Lord is saying, oh my goodness, just well done, my good and faithful servant.
Praise God.
And the emails that I'm seeing on a daily basis with the words you're putting in those prayers lift me up, my dear. You have no clue how much the prayers you put in there have literally lifted me up on a daily basis.
Praise God.
Thank God for this message today. I mean, it is so real. We are living it, ladies.
Yes, we are.
And of course, we need to now continue to proclaim so that others can draw into that same power that we know is available and alive to them.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Woo, all of that leads me to why we're doing this series on prayer. And these dear ladies have just articulated that, because there is power in prayer. We are the house of God. God lives in us. Powerhouse prayer is all about you, the house of God, being so full of the power of God that when you pray, that things happen, that situations change, that bodies are healed, lame people that haven't been able to walk steady and with God are suddenly re-energized, that blind eyes are opened, that thirsty people receive a drink of fresh living water. And the perfect example of powerhouse prayer is Jesus praying the Lord's Prayer. And I didn't start out this series thinking we would base it on the Lord's Prayer. It's just developed, and I love the fact that it has. Last week, we talked about the name, and the Lord's Prayer starts out, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And we talked last week about the power of the name of Jesus. If you missed that show, you can go to TanTalk1340.com, and you can go into the podcasts of Living the Good Life and hear last week's show if you missed it. At the end of the month, it'll be on our website. The second one that we're going to talk about today is it's verse 10 of Matthew 6. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Interesting. I have heard this preached, and Pastor Jim, our resident scholar, verified this Wednesday night when he pulled out his Greek. And it really says this: come, exclamation point, thy kingdom, be done, thy will. That's what the original Greek says. It does not say it the way we see it translated. Your kingdom come, your will be done. That's fine on earth as it is in heaven. But when we look at it the way that Jesus spoke it, he spoke it like this. Come, thy kingdom, be done thy will. Because he knew that when he spoke the word of what it was going to be, what the word was about the situation, then everything would change. Okay? Now we're going to Matthew chapter 4. Go back a couple pages in your Bible. And we see the amazing time that Jesus is led by the Spirit into the desert. This is Matthew 4, 1, to be tempted by the devil. And after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, and by the way, 40 is the number of test and trial, tribulation. Children of Israel walked around the same mountain for 40 years. Noah, it rained on Noah for 40 days. 40 days and 40 nights, Jesus was fasting, and he was hungry. And the tempter came to him and said, if you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread. Jesus answered with this temptation. There are three temptations here in Matthew 4 at the beginning of this chapter. With every single one, looking at Matthew 4:4, Jesus starts it. It is written. What he does here is talk about what God has already said about this situation. And he says, he quotes Deuteronomy 8:3, and he says, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. Here's my point, and then I want you both to address this. When we pray, come thy kingdom, we must get in line with what God is saying about our situation. Come thy kingdom, be done thy will. We must discover the will of God for our situation. And Jesus said right here, using scripture, it's written, you don't live by just bread alone. You live by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Woo, okay. So that's why we pray the word of God. So Betty, you're up next, and then Andrea. Talk to me, ladies.
Well, his word is power.
Amen.
In the message, it says, do what's best, set the world right. And it's amazing to me, Pastor and Andrea, that when we say, thy will be done, is we have to be taught to do his will.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to let the Spirit lead us to know what that is.
And right, yeah.
Through his word is the best way that I can put it, is that he will direct our path.
Yes, he will.
It will be done in our lives. And I remember back in 2014, one of the hardest prayers I ever prayed was for my grandson, who only lived 33 hours, Grayson. And I had not prayed that prayer in a long time. And one of the hardest prayers I ever prayed is that, Lord, not my will, but yours be done.
Amen. Yeah.
And that led me to a point where I let God take control.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want it to be what I wanted because he knew what I wanted.
Sure.
But that wasn't quite what the Lord wanted. And so it took a total surrender moment to say, thy will be done, not mine, Lord, but yours be done.
Amen.
It's a way of putting all of your faith and trust in Jesus Christ.
Amen. Come thy kingdom, be done thy will. Andrea.
Oh, my goodness. We can draw so many truths and you know, spiritual nuggets, if you will, from this. It just speaks volume. My kingdom come.
Yes.
We'll start with that. The kingdom came to us. The kingdom has to come to us.
Yes.
That implicates that we have been outside of the kingdom.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Until his son was sent.
Right. Right.
And became flesh, yet still God.
Right.
As John says, and the Word was God, and we beheld.
Mm-hmm.
We got to touch, we got to feel, we got to embrace.
Yes,
the living Word of God, the kingdom came.
Right.
That's a big implication of how much is in store for us in the heavenly.
Yeah.
It is coming, ladies. There shall be a new earth one day.
Yes, amen.
That kingdom that is in heaven is our right here.
Amen.
To have that. It has been decreed to us. We are claiming that kingdom. It is coming, and we will be a part of that.
Right.
A new earth.
Right.
When
Amen.
He establishes his kingdom. I see so much implication there. It is something we are attaining through faith. In power, in prayer, we are achieving that on a daily basis.
Right.
We get to experience some of that joy. But one day in all its fullness, in the twinkling of an eye, we shall be changed.
Ooh, amen.
And we will see the kingdom in its fullness.
Exactly.
Amen. Fullness.
Exactly.
Amen. And that it will be coming. And I love the way, I wish I had been there to hear Brother Jim, because, you know, my gosh, he can just really expound. Like I said, he's a scholar.
Yes.
I had no clue of how the order of the words were meant.
Right.
Set,
yeah.
Of how you said at the end, be done thy will.
Yeah.
I just love, if we really think about it, be done. In other words, it is done.
Right.
It's finished.
Amen.
The will is going to be done. Period. There's no question asked. There's no unwavering there in that statement. It
no.
is going to be done.
It's going to be done.
Hallelujah.
And you know,
amen,
the way Jesus said it, come thy kingdom. It's like, God, this is what we want. We want the kingdom of God living big in our lives, which of course brings me to the revival next weekend, 4G Kingdom Living. And I bet you both are getting an idea of where we're headed with this.
Oh,
4G
amen.
Kingdom Living, you know, because we don't have to live in depression, anxiety, fear, the past, our mistakes, feeling unworthy, feeling like we don't measure up, feeling like God has no purpose for us on this earth. We don't have to live in that. Paul said in Romans 14:17, the kingdom of God is not what you eat or drink, but it's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit, in the Holy Ghost. It is all about righteousness, peace, and joy. Talk to me, Betty. It's righteousness, peace, and joy, and we find that in the pages of our Bible. We find that when the Rhema word comes alive to us when we're reading it. I'm sorry, I said Betty, and then I went on talking. Go ahead, Betty.
No, you're perfectly fine. One of the things that I think that we need to bring out is that God's kingdom will come through prayer.
Yes. Yes, it does.
It will come through us saying, Lord, not my will, but yours be done. Sorry, my cat. One of the things that is so important is to realize is that the more you pray, the more you seek his face, the more you quote his word, that's when the joy comes. His majesty reigns over all of us.
Right.
And when we're in a state of, I don't know what to do, that's when God's word in prayer comes into play.
Yes, yes.
Because we have to understand that until we become like him and be transformed by the renewing of our minds,
right,
that we can accept those things that you just quoted from Romans that you just quoted about joy.
It's Romans 14:17.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. That those things come through diligence,
right,
through perseverance, through the fire.
Right.
Sometimes our trials are tough, but our Lord tells us that he is with us no matter what.
Amen.
And it's so hard sometimes for people to realize you have no idea what I'm going through. You don't have any idea. You haven't walked in my shoes. no, but I know someone that did. And he knows exactly what you're going through.
Amen.
And that's why it's so important that we submit and say, Lord God, come.
Amen. Come thy kingdom.
Let come thy kingdom.
Yes. Amen.
It's Pastor Jim is the guy you turn to when you want when you want those things to come alive. And it just did. When you said those words, it was just like a light bulb came on, and it's like, yes, yes, Lord, we want your kingdom to come.
Yes. Come thy kingdom. Be done thy will. That's our desire. That's our goal.
Amen.
Woo! Talk to us, Andrea.
Mm. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. That preaches.
It does preach, doesn't it?
It does.
I can hear you just taking off and preaching too.
So here is the Savior, Jesus himself, teaching the disciples how to pray.
Right.
I mean, the Word of God right there being manifested in the flesh, sharing with them how to pray, directing them that, look, guys, there is this kingdom that's coming.
Right.
And I believe even Paul said, we are prisoners of hope.
Yes, yes, yes.
And when we pray, we are praying with faith, knowing that the hope is coming.
Woo.
Jesus himself is the hope of salvation. The kingdom of God is based on that, right? We're looking for that blessed hope. We're looking for that blessed appearing of our Lord Jesus.
Yes,
as
we
he
are.
Through the clouds.
Yes.
The kingdom shall come. But my goodness, they also had him right there. And he's simply saying, look, it is going to happen. It is, just know, it is happening.
Yes.
And what a great, great hope we have in him.
Oh, amen. And when we are declaring, God, I want your kingdom in my life, okay? I want righteousness, peace, and joy to dominate my life. I want to be in right standing with you every minute of the day. I want to have your peace just fill me to overflowing. I want to be the joy, full of the joy of the Lord. I want to rejoice no matter what I'm going through. I want to walk in kingdom living. That's what this is. Righteousness,
amen.
Peace, and joy.
Mm-hmm.
Come thy kingdom in me. Be done thy will in me. That's what we got to start saying, folks. Write it down. Come thy kingdom in me.
Come thy kingdom.
Be done thy kingdom. Be done thy will in me. God, I want to do your will. I take us to 1 John 5:14-15. And I memorized these verses probably when I was a child. Mm-hmm. Because being a missionary's kid, in Guatemala, I went to a missionary's kids boarding school, and 7 months out of the year, they did a 9-month curriculum in 7 months, because we lived there with those teachers and a bunch of missionary's kids in the mountains of Guatemala in Huehuetenango. And one thing we had to do every week was memorize about 16 verses of scripture. I kid you not, Andrea and Betty. And we had little books with Bible Memory Association books, and we had to recite them word perfect in order to get to the baseball field. Now, you know where I was in my mind about getting to the baseball field on Saturday morning, right? And I mean, I wanted to stay there for hours, so I could not get there without reciting these word perfect. And so much of the book of John, 1 John, and so much of this is hidden in my heart from as a child of 11, 12 years old, 10. And these are two of the scriptures, 1 John 5:14-15. This is the confidence. I'm not reading it out of the Bible. I'm reading it out of my heart. This is the confidence that we have before him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, then we know we have the requests that we have asked from him. Now, some people would say, well, we don't know what his will is, so how can we be confident? His will is found in the pages of your Bible. And that's why in Powerhouse Praying, you must use scripture. You must, because the scripture is the will of God. Betty, that's what you've been putting in all these prayers to the the many people that receive them every day from you for this revival coming up this coming weekend. You have been putting the word of God in there, line after line after line. So, Betty, I give you a first chance on that, and then Andrea, and then we're going to a great song.
Well, that's, to me, that's how I have to have help, because I don't have the memorization ability that you do.
Oh, I was a kid.
I know, and still be able to retain it. But, you know, the neat thing about it is that you have to get into God's Word, and there are so many versions available to you that if you don't understand the King James, go to another version
sure,
of the Bible.
Sure.
Read that same verse so that if you say, okay, God, show me your will through your word.
Right.
And if he takes you to First John, or if he takes you to First Chronicles, wherever, and you don't understand what he's saying, is try a different version.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Not
and
at all.
And see what he's trying to tell you. Because it does, if you notice, and I've not done this before, I've always used the Message Bible, or I've used NIV, but the Lord says, try another version.
Right.
Like, well, where do I get another version at? He goes, and he showed me where to go to get, like, the ESV, the International, the NIV, the Message, the New King James.
They're all on your phone, too. You can get them on your phone.
They're all available on my Bible phone. And it made so much more sense in trying
right.
different versions, because it makes it more simplistic.
Yeah, yeah.
It makes it so that you, the prayer, can understand exactly what the Lord is trying to tell
Absolutely.
Us.
Absolutely.
And through his word.
Yes, thank you for talking about that, because, yes, I teach a lot out of the Message Bible, NIV, New American Standard Bible. There's so many that are so, so wonderful and accurate. Andrea, do you want to speak to that before we do this song?
Oh, my goodness. I just kind of, in my mind, the phrase kingdom living, I mean, it left me there going, oh, my gosh, I'm seeing that connection now, the revival,
yes.
this verse. And,
yeah.
and you're so right. You know, Betty, when you were saying that the Word of God is just so important. I mean, it is his will
yes.
for us to get into the Word.
Yes.
Because that's really what's going to feed us. That's what's going to mold our character. It's going to begin to reveal the Christ-likeness in us.
Amen.
It'll begin to replace the old man, the old self, with the new self, the
yes.
spiritual man that the Lord says we need to be clothed with.
Yes.
And that kingdom living can only be manifested in us when we yield to the Word, when we go to him in that prayer to say, God, let your kingdom live in me now, so that I can be more like your son, so that I can begin to experience that joy right now in my life.
Mm. Woo, amen and amen. I can't wait. You two are just right on. Do you two sense the anointing of God on the show today? It is just powerful. Tell me you do.
My goodness.
Betty.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Because
yes.
it is
oh,
powerful. Yes. I mean, I believe there are people around the world that maybe aren't listening right this minute, but will listen as it gets out on the different platforms that we have it to get out to. And believing God for miracles in your life as you grab a hold of this concept, come thy kingdom, be done thy will in me. Oh, word of God speak.
I'm finding myself at a loss for words.
Amen.
And the funny thing is, it's okay. The last thing I need is to be heard, but to hear what you would say. Word of God speak, would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness. Word of God, speak.
He has the words of life. Peter said, Jesus said, are you going to leave me like so many of these of my disciples have left me? And Peter goes, where would we go? You have the words of life. 1 John 5:14-15 again, and then we're going to discuss it. This is the confidence we have before him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know he hears us, then we know we have the requests that we have asked from him. The bugaboo here for some people is, how do you know the will? You know it by getting in the Word of God, by studying the Word of God, by just absolutely spending time talking to God about your situation. Talk to me about that, Andrea, and then we'll go to Betty on this. How do you know the will of God? That's what a lot of people say and ask. Are you there? Andrea? Did I lose you? Hang on just a minute.
I'm here, Pastor.
Oh, okay.
I'm so sorry. I'm right here.
Okay, go ahead.
For me, knowing the will of God, like you said, comes when we are in communication with God.
Yes.
When you read his word, the word of God shows you step by step on a daily basis the direction you need to take as a child.
Right, it does.
He begins to show you that will, but you won't know the will unless you get into the Word of God.
Right.
Unless you have a daily fellowship with him through prayer and through reading your Bible.
Right.
That's how you begin to know the will of God.
It comes from that word that we discussed a couple weeks ago when you both were on the show, relationship. So talk to me about that, Betty, because that's how you find, you begin to discover the will of God for your situation, because it's an outgrowth of your relationship with God that you spend time in the Word, you spend talking to him. Talk to me about that, Betty.
Well, one of the things that you want to look at is your relationship with God.
Yeah.
Are you in right standing?
Right.
Are you praying by faith?
Right.
Do you trust in him? Do you pray without ceasing? Do you pray seeking his face? Have you surrendered? Is there unforgiveness in your life? I mean, Pastor, it's a long road sometimes to be able to know the will of God, because we make, and it's through prayer sometimes, it's through the reading of his word, but prayer has to be exciting. It can't be a drudgery.
Right. So exactly.
You have to make it a habit, so to speak, to be able to read God's word. Is, again, talking the answers and saying, God, you know, where am I going now?
Mm-hmm.
Am I at a crossroads now? And invariably, through your prayer life, or through maybe even the talk, or the where you're talking with a pastor, or you're talking with a counselor,
right,
or whatever it may be, is they may lead you to a scripture that says,
right,
you know,
yeah,
this is what I feel in my spirit, that the Holy Spirit may give you someone to help you understand a little bit more. But it's our choice. It's up
to us.
Amen.
To be able to dig into God's word, do a little bit of research, get down into some of the meat in God's word, and he will show you beyond a shadow of a doubt. It will bring you, like you said, righteousness, peace, and joy.
Amen.
Once you realize, wow. And that's how it becomes. It's almost like fireworks going off.
Right.
Or if you turn a corner and you see, oh, there's a rainbow. Or you say, okay, God, whatever you want in my life, so be it.
Yes.
Let it be there. Amen. And that's for us through all this prayer that we're doing for 4G, for Kingdom Living Indiana and beyond.
Right.
Is that we have got to learn to pray, worship, and praise him for his answers.
Amen.
Because sometimes, like I said, they don't come immediately. There are some things that God wants us to get by doing this. I think what I'm trying to say is that he wants us to get closer to him.
Right.
He wants to draw us more close into his presence. By being more closely into him in his presence is through his word, through prayer, through praise, through worship. I mean, again, it becomes a habit. If you do it every day or if you do it twice a day, that communication is so important in knowing the will of God.
Everything you just said just leads us to John 15:7, and then we're going to get Andrea's take on this. These are the words of Jesus in John 15:7. If you remain in me and my words remain in you. Okay, there's two part here to getting your prayers answered. I see it very clearly in John 15:7. If you remain in me, that's abiding and hanging out with him and spending time with what he says about you in the word. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be given you. Okay, Andrea, talk to us.
You cannot have anything, you cannot be effective if you just simply just listen to the word of God,
right,
but never really apply it.
That's
never
right.
Never really make it a part of your life. The word of God, I think it's in Colossians, maybe, please forgive me, but it talks about how the word of God actually is like a double-edged sword.
Right.
And I may be wrong, but it may be Colossians 3, I'm not sure. And the word of God, when we internalize it, we can hear someone, you know, preach and read scripture, but if you don't internalize it, if you don't actually make it a part of you, if it does not abide in you, then it's not going to be effective.
It's exactly right, and it's Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword.
That's it.
It penetrates even to dividing your soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Nothing
Amen.
In all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we have to do. So that is what the word does. It... I love that song we just played, Word of God Speak. You know, Word of God. I mean, I got to hear from you, God. Speak to me through your word. Talk to me more about that, Andrea. I interrupted you a little bit there to give you that reference. Hebrews 4:12.
Yes. No. And I think, and I apologize, you're right, it is Hebrews, not Colossians. I don't know why I was thinking. I think we have so much going on here on my computer. But you're right. It's the Word of God, when we actually internalize it, it begins to change us. It'll point things out in our life that do not honor God.
Right.
It'll begin to purify us, if you will, and bring us more into alignment with the character of Christ.
Amen.
And so it is so important that for us to be able to know his will, to receive his will, to ask for things that are according to his will, we have to let the word of God point those things in our life that keep us from receiving the will of God and from knowing the will of God.
Right.
So important. You know, earlier, and I apologize for the little glitch here with my phone, but I just had one of those awe moments, and I started praising God here, and I thought, I have to mute this during the song, because I'm just talking out loud thinking, my God, you've made this so clear to me. The scripture just came alive.
Praise
just
God.
Just going back to where it said, be done thy will.
Yes, yes.
That required submission, or yes, it required
it
an act of submission.
Yes.
To the word of God through prayer, allowing the kingdom, which is also God's word, to come into our lives. And just like Hebrews 4:12 says, that word will begin to judge the thoughts and hearts of our attitudes of our heart. It will definitely bring us more aligned with God. We will be doing his will because we will know his will.
Amen. Amen. That is it. Talk to us, Betty, about this.
Well, while you all were talking, I was looking, and the Lord led me to Romans 12.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, so here's what I want you to do. God helping you, take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work, and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering.
Amen. Amen.
And it doesn't get any more simplistic than that.
Right.
Is through, once we let go and let God take over our everyday life, the things that we go through on a daily basis, and say, God, I'm here. I need you, and I am, and the word tells us to approach the throne boldly.
Boldly. Mm-hmm.
I am quoting your word.
Mm-hmm.
This is your promise.
Mm-hmm.
This is, and we become so adjusted to just going through the motions.
Right.
And one of the things that God wants us to do is to give him praise.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is to worship him and give him what he so desires, what is so sweet sounding to his ear, is hearing his kids talk to him, just like that we're talking here on the radio show.
Right.
It's very simplistic, very down to earth. We don't have to use a lot of these and thous.
Right.
But what's coming to mind is we have to affix our mind on God. And let no distraction or what has come against me, we cannot let the enemy have a foothold
in our
life when it comes to knowing the will of God, because he will distract us. He will
put whatever
he can to try to distract us from knowing the will of God.
Oh, totally.
And
yeah.
Totally. I mean, it can leave your life in upheaval.
Right.
And that's why we have to hold tight. We have to affix our eyes on God and not look back. Do not look back. Do not look back to the past. Well, I remember what happened back in 1979.
Right.
No, 1979 is gone.
Right.
What you have to look for by faith is what God has for you in the future.
Amen. Come Amen. Thy kingdom, be done thy
come
will
thy kingdom.
In me. And we've got a couple minutes. I think you have to go to work in a minute, don't you, Andrea?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Okay, so let me give you a final word here before we go to our station ID and then to our second hour. Go ahead.
Submit to God. He will provide direction.
Right.
Speak his word. He'll feed you the daily bread.
Yes.
The spiritual bread that we need to grow from.
Yes.
Let his kingdom come into your life.
Right. Amen. That's what it's all about. You know, it's about really having a mindset change where we get off of us and all of our stuff and the way we want things to be. And we simply do, you said the word surrender earlier, Andrea, and I think Betty, you did too. Come thy kingdom in me. be done, thy will in me, what you want. See, this is the words of Jesus and how he taught the disciples to pray. He didn't say, be sure and pray that you get everything you want whenever you want it, and that, you know, you never have a day of suffering or whatever. No, come thy kingdom in me, be done thy will in me. Final thought, either of you, before we go to station ID in just a second. Andrea, we'll give you the chance because you got to get off the air here in a minute. Go ahead. But we're staying on.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. So it just brings me back again to the last verse here that I just wanted to quickly share. When we're asking for that kingdom to come in me, we're basically seeking his. We're seeking that kingdom. And it says in Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness,
that's
and
right,
all these things will be given to you as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
There we go again. The kingdom must be asked for.
Yes. Yes. And as we're seeking that, everything else works out. The timing,
exactly,
of all the other issues in our lives and things that, I mean, we just don't understand. And why, God, why aren't you doing this? Why are you doing that? A lot of it is because our mindset has not been renewed to this whole thing of, God, I want your kingdom to come in me. I want your will to be done in and through me. And when that's our mindset, when we actually repent of a mindset that is all about me and not about him, then we'll see change and we'll see answers to prayer like you would not believe. And Betty, I'm going to get your response to that on the other side of this break. Andrea, it is always wonderful being with you on the air.
Yeah.
We welcome you. We're so glad you're on the team now.
Yeah.
You used to live in our parts and you moved back out to Dallas area. And now, you know, who knows what God's going to do with you in the future. So, but we're just,
amen,
so glad you're on our team. And, what a joy it is to have you here with us. So God bless you today as you go to work. Thank you for changing your work schedule.
Yes.
Betty, hang on, hang tight, and let's do this station ID, and we're going to start our second hour right now.